You're listening to Sounds Good, our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Austin Carter, and with me in the studio is Kate Lochte.
Good morning, Austin, and good morning to Rebecca Poole at Adsmore in Princeton. Rebecca, we're very proud to have you today. You're now curator, having succeeded Ardell Jarrett, longtime curator of the house. And you're a native of Caldwell County, so did you kind of grow up going to Adsmore?
Well, first of all, good morning. I'm very thankful to be here. I actually did not really grow up knowing a whole lot about Adsmore. And in our community, it's one of those things, everybody's been to Adsmore at least once in fifth grade for our Christmas trip with the school. So that was really about the extent of my knowledge of Adsmore.
And then you became a docent after finishing college.
Yes, ma'am. I finished and I was looking for some part-time work just to fill in during some classes. You know, I was finishing up and I knew that they were hiring as a docent, and I just thought, well, this would be really fun. I love history, and I'll give it a try, and I absolutely loved it as a docent.
Tell me what the docent experience is like at Princeton, at Adsmore in Princeton.
Well, first of all, we have about 5 tour guides, and they are called docents, and our job as a docent, as your tour guide when you visit Adsmore, is to figure out why you're here, what's your interest, and, you know, what part of Adsmore will really, that you'll really enjoy. So there's something for everyone at Adsmore, and our job is to kind of figure out what your interests are and, you know, give you a tour and make you have a great experience through Adsmore.
Just review for us. Many listeners may not know the pedigree of this fine home. Talk about the families who put this home on the map.
Well, the house itself was built in 1857, but the family that we focus on during our tours was the Smith and Garrett family, and they didn't purchase the home until 1900. So that's the time period that we really focus on, is the early 1900s. The home was purchased by a John Parker Smith and Nancy Cavill Smith and their eldest daughter, Mamie, who married a Robert Garrett. John Parker was much in business here in Princeton. He owned several buildings in our downtown area. And his daughter, Mamie, her husband, Robert, was much into banking. And, of course, he traveled a great deal. And so his family came from farmers.
So, is Robert the one who was a national bank examiner?
Yes, ma'am.
Then talk about the daughter, the Smith daughter, Selena, who married John Osborne. Talk about them.
Yes, that is probably our most fun couple that we get to talk on. By far, John Osborne, who was the third governor of Wyoming, he is by far the most colorful person in our family here, and we love to tell their story. Actually, 2 or 3 settings a year here at Adsmore are focused on their family, on John and Selena. First, we have the story of their engagement and how she went on this grand tour over Europe, and they met in a foreign country, and it was kind of a love at first sight. They came back and got married in Princeton, and so that's our second setting, is that we tell all about the wedding details. And then we have another setting, home from Washington, that we talk much about their life in living in Washington. They lived in Wyoming and Florida, and they had several different homes across the country, but they are a very fun couple to talk about.
So the home is on the grounds with a shop and a garden, and I understand that you are renovating the garden over time.
Yes, ma'am.
Tell me a little bit about what you hope to see.
Well, first of all, we have such beautiful grounds, and there's so much potential here, and we're just hoping to revamp it a little bit and get it back to the former glory of just what you think of a Victorian, you know, nice little garden. We have several different little walkways, very private areas, and then we have open areas where we like to host events. So it is a forever ongoing process, upkeeping the grounds, but right now we are really focusing on maybe changing a few things and restoring them back to, like I said, former glory.
Rebecca, how is Adsmore able to stay open annually? How is it funded?
Well, Adsmore, we are privately owned. This Catherine Garrett, the lady who left us the home, she left the home and all of its contents, and she left a trust to our local library board. So we do have a trust left by Catherine that takes care of our major expenses when we have, whether it's just house repairs or, like I said, just large expenses on the grounds, that is there for us. And we do make our income from ticket sales anytime anybody comes through the home. And like I said, we do have a gift shop, and so that provides quite a bit of our income also.
About how many visitors a year see Adsmore?
Well, normally we get about 2,000 to 3,000 annually. That is down from our past years. We've had the economy and different things, and not as many people traveling very far for leisure trips. But we do have about 2,000 to 3,000 a year.
So when I go to Princeton, where is Adsmore, say, compared to Butler School?
Okay, to the Butler. Well, we are on North Jefferson Street. So if you can get to the courthouse, you can see us. We're a large yellow house. We're just about a block from the courthouse, and that's not very far. So if you're at Butler and you turn out, you're going to go down Main Street. And as soon as you get to the courthouse, you're going to turn left at the courthouse, and then you'll find us.
Well, excellent. So what's the next setting coming up for Adsmore? And I assume that you're open all year, or do you have seasonal hours?
We do have seasonal hours. We do close for January and the majority of February just because weather is so unpredictable. And as we've seen this year, we had quite a bit of ice that would have had us closed for some time anyways. But we usually open up the last week in February. And right now we're currently in a very nice setting. It's spring and Catherine's birthday. Catherine Garrett's birthday was March 28th. So we like to celebrate that first, right off in the year. And that goes through until April the 5th. Now, starting on April the 8th, we actually have a brand new setting that we've never done on its own before, and that is the Easter Ladies Luncheon. Normally, we combine Easter with Catherine's birthday and celebrate those two things together, but this year Easter was so late we couldn't combine them in our six-week setting, so Easter's all on its own this year, and we're very excited for this setting.
And when you say setting, describe what that means for the interior of the home.
Well, when a guest comes here, they start in the gift shop and they purchase their tickets, and then they're escorted up to the back porch of the home, where they are then let in. And they, as they walk through the home, they're going to see things that they did not see last time. There are artifacts, pieces of the home, of the collection, that don't come out all year round. They're only out for one setting. So when we have a setting, before we start a new setting, we have a house change, is what we like to call it here. And we just come in, and it's like spring cleaning. Every 6 weeks, we polish silver, we clean the crystal, and we put a lot of things away and then bring out new things for the setting. So whether it's clothes, and they, our clothes change with the season, our flowers inside the home change with the season, things like that. So we really try to make it look as if you are walking into a home. That's what's so special about Adsmore is, our guides tell you the family's out, and I don't think they'll mind if we look around. So we'll take a look around the house while the family's not here. And so we really try to make it look livable. So it does change with the season. So the settings portray what the weather may be like outside. That depends if we have lights in our fireplace going and things like that. So settings change every 6 weeks.
Well, Rebecca, it sounds like you're enchanted with your job.
I absolutely love my job. It is so much fun.
Thank you for being with us today, and do the business for Adsmore, your hours and your address.
Okay. We are located at 304 North Jefferson Street, and that is in Princeton. And our hours are Tuesday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Rebecca Poole, thank you again.
All right. Well, thank you very much.